Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, so much to talk about here on this Friday with our friend George Blacker here for Freedom Friday. We're taking your phone calls as well, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. George, great to have you on the show as always. Where do you want to start here on this Freedom Friday?
Oh, man, Aaron, there's so much to talk about. You know, just kind of a brief rundown, another couple of newlyweds were killed by an illegal alien CDL license holding truck driver. It happened again. There's a school in Pennsylvania, and this is kind of the one I wanted to start with. This school in Pennsylvania had a Muslim club, and they passed out kippahs at school, and they had anti-Israel slogans and things like that on there. And they made a big deal out of this club passing these things out. And they were supposedly showing support for Gaza and whatnot. Well, the teachers got involved, and the teachers were taking pictures with these kids and with the kippahs, making a big, big deal out of it, posting it to social media. But once the Jewish students went home and said, hey, they're doing this at school, suddenly, this teachers weren't so proud of it. They started pulling their photos down from social media. But I wondered who would let this happen. Well, the principal is Muslim. So you can see her picture on there. And it's just, you know, another one of those things where they're trampling on, well, you know, I'm all for free speech. But when you start doing things like what they're doing and saying things to intimidate Jews and the Jewish people, you know, it takes on a whole different twist. But also, that isn't something they should be doing at school. I mean, this is a high school, for crying out loud. That is, they need to be getting back to teaching.
Well, that reminds me, there was a post on X, a video here. This was from a few years ago now, but still, nonetheless, this post is being shared around here this week in particular. Ayal Yacoby is sharing this one of the Muslim American Society Islamic Center in Philadelphia, where you had little kids chanting and singing about chopping off their heads, liberating the Al-Aqsa Mosque, and leading the army of Allah in the streets of America.
Absolutely. And I'm telling you, we need to be paying attention. I've got a personal story that goes right along with this that'll tell you exactly how this is going to go down.
Oh, interesting. Well, I can't wait to hear that one. What was the other story that you briefly mentioned here, the other story that you wanted to talk about?
Illegal immigrant truck driver with the CDL.
That's right.
Yeah, killed another newlywed couple.
So two Americans were killed by another illegal alien truck driver, probably had a CDL given to him by one of these Democrat governors or one of these Democrat cities. Yeah, in California. And why aren't congressional Democrats demanding briefings on this, demanding news stories on that topic? But two narco-terrorists, you know, get killed in the middle of the ocean. And boy, the Democrats are up in the arms about that one. But an illegal alien kills two more Americans on the streets of America, and they don't even care, do they? All right, hold that thought. Can't wait to hear more of what George has to say right after this, right here with Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk.
It's December 5th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is World Soil Day, started in 2002 by the International Union of Soil Sciences to celebrate the importance of soil as a critical component of the natural system. On this day in 1990, British Indian novelist Salman Rushdie appears in public for the first time in 2 years after Iran called for his assassination. Ocean's 11 premieres with a bevy of stars, including Brad Pitt and George Clooney in 2001.
We're going to rob it. Smash and grab job, huh? Slightly more complicated than that.
Born on this day in 1932 in Macon, Georgia, rock and roll dynamo, the legendary Little Richard. His first single, Tutti Frutti, released in 1955. He's in both the Rock and Roll and the Songwriters Hall of Fame. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Hey, right.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, back to it here with George Blackard on this Freedom Friday. Okay, George, where do we start? Do we start with the illegal alien truck driver who killed the newlywed couple? Or I think you had a person. Yeah, where do you want to go with this?
Let's start with that, and then we'll get to my personal story about, foreigners coming in and taking over. So this truck driver, Aaron, this was in California, of course, and this is a program set up by Gavin Newsom, the governor there, that gave out all of these CDL licenses. Now, if you and I were to go down and try and get a CDL license, there's a lot to it. It's not something you just go in there, fill out some paperwork, and they give it to you, right? It's difficult. And it's difficult. You have to be on the straight and narrow. You can't be screwing around or you'll lose that license. But apparently, if you're an illegal alien, you can get one for without jumping through very many hoops. And you don't even have to read English that or speak English. So that is the thing that gets me is this politician, Gavin Newsom, and he's just one of many. He's given out these CDLs and encouraging these illegal immigrants to come there, illegal aliens, for votes. That's all it is. He doesn't care about these people. He cares about being in power and retaining that power, and he wants votes, and that's all he's doing. He's jeopardizing our safety for votes for him to stay in office.
Same thing with the Minnesota governor, Tim Walz, and with Ilhan Omar in the Somali fraud scandal there. They turn a blind eye to it. They downplay it because it's pay to play. The Somali community has so much power politically that they have to pander to them. Yeah, I'm assuming this is the story you're referring to. I just saw a New York Post story here. A truck driver charged with killing a newlywed couple in a horrific crash in Oregon is an illegal immigrant who was granted a commercial driver's license in Governor Gavin Newsom's California, according to the feds. Yeah, I mean, and yet here you have Gavin Newsom. I mean, how can anybody take this guy serious? Apparently he's the leading candidate for the Democrats for president in 2028. He's in some little spat with Hollywood actress Halle Berry right now, where she's criticizing him for basically throwing women under the bus. And of course, here's Gavin Newsom let me meet with Halle Berry. He wants to set up this meeting with Halle Berry. Well, of course he wants to meet with Halle Berry, but he won't go meet with the family that just lost this newlywed couple killed by an illegal alien that got a CDL issued by him.
Oh, exactly. You know, they pander and pander. It's sickening to know that that's why they're doing this. It's just like the mayor of Minneapolis. You know, he's out there, he's speaking Somali to these people, and he's as white as you and I. And, you know, he's just pretending to care about that community to stay in power.
I don't know. I saw the guy's dance moves. He's whiter than you and I think, George. Oh, man. Yeah, here we go. Is that Mayor Fry? Is that the guy you're referring to? Is it Jacob Fry? Do I remember the name right? Let me look here. There was something that caught my eye on X here. Yeah, the mayor, Rapid Response 47, which is a product of the Trump White House, calls him a total kook. Mayor Fry on the illegal alien Somali gang members, sex predators, and other criminals taken off the streets of Minneapolis over just the past few days alone. This is what he has to say in response to all of these criminals being taken off the streets.
What you see is a visual representation of we have your back, and when you come for one of us, you come for all of us. We reject the hateful rhetoric of Donald Trump.
Wow. Yeah, he is doubling down. And then Tim Walz was downplaying the Somali fraud story as well. Almost $2 billion in fraud of our taxpayer dollars committed in Minnesota alone. It's just crazy.
Yeah, it's insane. It's insane. So, you know, I do have this personal story, Aaron. We got time before the break to get started on this.
Yeah, I think so. Go for it.
All right. So I grew up in this little town in Kansas. At the time, back around 1980, it had about 1,700 people in it, you know, just your typical little farming community. But then this group of outsiders moved in. We had a old college campus there. It was a Jesuit college for priests there. And it was abandoned, and these people moved in, and nobody thought much of it. And then more came, and more came, and more came. And, you know, they started buying houses and buying land and getting involved. And all this was going on, but the people didn't pay attention. And pretty soon, they're elected to the school board. Not that their kids went to school there. They had their own school up there. But they're getting elected to our school board. Then they're elected to the city council. Then they're elected as mayor. And pretty soon they start getting entrenched in all these positions. And then when they had enough control, you know, they filled in the swimming pool, the one that I learned to swim in and took swimming lessons forever. They filled it in because we can't have those regular town girls enticing our good Catholic boys from up here. So we got to fill in that swimming pool. They did. You know, we had a golf course up there. You know, the road to get to the golf course went through their property. You know, we just can't have that anymore. They shut down the public golf course. Now they run the entire town. They run the newspaper, the school board, the city council, everything. And that's what's going to happen in America and all these other towns if people don't stay involved and stop this from happening.
All right, we got to hold it right there. That takes us right into the break. More to follow. Freedom Friday, George Blackard, back right after this.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Phone lines are open for you as well, 406-294-0970. If you got something you want to talk about, you want to jump in on the conversation here on this Freedom Friday. George, this whole narco-terrorist boat strike is still in the news. These Democrat members of Congress demanding a briefing, a secret briefing in the SCIF, the secure facility on Capitol Hill. I mean, my goodness, this whole thing, they're saying, oh, well, you know, the military did a double strike on these narco terrorists in the middle of the ocean. And it's like, so? So what? Obama was triple tapping people when he was president, but oh, Donald Trump is allowing the military to double tap the narco terrorists. I mean, for Pete's sake, give me a break. I think the Democrats are making all this fuss out of this thing because they're just trying to distract away really from what President Trump is accomplishing for the American people. And, I mean, the Democrats just lost the special election in Tennessee. This Somali fraud story is so massive. And I think the Democrats are just trying to cover up that story with something else. But what's your take? I mean, you're a Navy veteran, and so you spent some time on aircraft carriers, et cetera. But it's just like, yeah, they are making a non-story a story. And, of course, they've got so many willing accomplices in so much of the media that are running with it.
Well, yeah. And here's the crazy thing, Aaron. Only a liberal can look at a boat full of bales of drugs and barrels of drugs, not a fishing pole one in that boat, and call those people fishermen. You know, it's crazy. They're trying to lead the American people to believe that these are innocent fishermen that are getting blown up. It's not. They're some of the worst people. They're killing Americans. Rachel Maddow said, well, we don't even know that those boats were pointed towards the United States. You know, they're outboard motors. They're not much. And I saw somebody in the media said, well, they're $200,000 boats that go 90 miles an hour. These aren't fishing boats.
But they've got like three engines on the back of these things, and they're loaded up with barrels. They're covered in barrels. You know, I mean, but to your point, George, I forget who it was. One of the congressional Democrats is referring to these narco terrorists as stranded sailors. They're just stranded sailors.
In fact, I guess, Gilligan was a sailor too, I suppose. But
yeah, they're treating this like Gilligan's Island. Great point.
Exactly, but you know, these people are servicing their constituents, you know, their voters. But it doesn't matter what it is. If Donald Trump is against it, they're for it, and they don't even know why. They don't know why. It's just, well, if he likes that or he's doing that, we have to be against that because he is so bad.
That's right.
He could give every American $10,000 and they'd find a reason to hate it.
Well, he already did do that with the One Big Beautiful Bill and tax relief, and the Democrats voted against it. So, yeah, that's an
easy
one. That's an easy one right there. This is California Congresswoman Maxine Waters and what she said about President Trump taking out these narco-terrorists. Jesse Waters, this reminds me. I forgot that I snagged these sound bites. Jesse Waters had a great segment last night.
President of the United States is a killer. I am outraged at the way that on his own, without any consultation, he doesn't know who they are, whether they're innocent or whether they're guilty. He should follow the laws. The laws does not allow or intend for the president of the United States to just kill anybody that he wants to kill.
Well, I'm afraid it does. Obama killed an American citizen with a missile, aimed it right at him. Maxine didn't call him a murderer. She called him Messiah. It'd be nice if Democrats would help us protect the homeland, but they won't even say the N-word, narco.
Any American who sees the video that I saw will see the United States military attacking shipwrecked sailors. Bad guys, but attacking shipwrecked sailors.
Shipwrecked sailors is the new Maryland debt.
Oh, man, so well stated all around. Yeah, your reaction to that, George?
Narco. Polo, you know, that's my point exactly. And, you know, the Democrats just don't get it. They do the same thing, but, you know, if Trump does it, then it's bad. When they do it, it's good. You know, it's just like the filibuster. Both parties hate it when they're not the ones when they are the ones in control. When they're not, they love it. So that's why you can't trust politicians. You just can't trust them. That all they care about is being in power. But man, I'm telling you, when you see the drugs in the boats, Aaron, I'm telling you, we got beautiful pictures and video. This stuff is crystal clear. These aren't sailors. They're criminal terrorists. They're killing Americans. Well, that only a Democrat would see it the other way.
Even that Democrat member of Congress right there admitted that these are bad guys. He admitted that they're bad guys. So the Democrats are acknowledging that these are bad guys, but yet they're still attacking, you know, not just Trump. He specifically criticized the United States military for taking out these narco-terrorists here. Dan Crenshaw, he made a great point, too, when it comes to, you know, these narco-terrorist strikes. Well, was it one strike or was it two strikes? Who freaking cares?
Morning Joe wants us to sell tomahawks to Zelensky so he can shoot him deep into Russia and kill thousands of people. But we can't launch two missiles into the Gulf of America to protect the good old stars and stripes. Come on. Congressman Dan Crenshaw, a former Navy SEAL who served in Iraq and Afghanistan, says these guys don't know what the heck they're talking about.
I can't recall any time in my history doing counterterrorism operations in Iraq, Afghanistan, what have you, where we strike a group, whether that's a building or a boat or a vehicle, and then we were like, oh, well, they're survivors, so we have to go. We can't kill them. Of course we kill them.
Of course. If you remember, we didn't take a lot of prisoners during the war on terror. Those were shoot-to-kill missions. When Trump designated the cartels as terrorists, it changes the mission. The president absolutely has this authority to conduct this war the way he's doing it and is on strong constitutional and historic grounds.
All right. Yeah. Well said there by Jesse Waters. He's got another clip. I won't play that one since we've already played a couple here, where he has Obama's own defense intelligence chief talking about how they did double taps all the time when Obama was president. But, George, just your reaction to what Crenshaw had to say there. I mean, because it would just be kind of like, I'd love to get Rob O'Neill's take on this because, you know, Rob O'Neill is the Navy SEAL from Butte who killed Osama bin Laden. I mean, it would be like saying, okay, the first guy in the door tried to kill bin Laden. He didn't kill him. Oh, nope, can't shoot him now. Can't the first strike didn't work. Can't shoot bin Laden now. No, I mean, give me a break. I mean, this is just one of the dumbest things I've seen in the news in a long time.
Well, I finally agree with Dan Crenshaw on something. I mean, I tell you, that guy's something else. But, we need to be doing this. Basically, we have one party in the United States that says they don't care if our citizens die from tainted drugs and drug overdoses and that sort of thing. They don't care that that's happening. They would rather these non-citizen terrorists have more rights than a citizen born here.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I mean, you know, it goes back to this whole thing. Who will the Democrats defend next? And look, I get it. Everybody is, you know, like, for example, it was the Democrats who were like, hey, these terrorist detainees in Gitmo, they deserve a defense. All right, yeah, they deserve defense lawyers. But then when Donald J. Trump had defense lawyers following the 2020 elections, what did those same Democrats do? They wanted to put his defense lawyers behind bars. They didn't want to do that to the people defending the Gitmo terrorist detainees, but they wanted to do that to Trump's legal defense team.
Yeah, it's insane. It just doesn't make sense at all. Oh, I got another story that'll blow your mind. It has to do with flags. Not our flags, but but British flags. So we can talk about that before we go today.
Yeah. Yeah, why don't you before you get to that story, okay, I'm looking at the clock here. Here we go. One more thing when it comes to the narco terrorists that are bringing drugs into this country. And my other message to the Democrats would be this. You know, instead of having so much sympathy for the two narco terrorists in the ocean, why don't you come out here to the Fort Peck Indian Reservation and tell the grandmother that I spoke with your take on the whole situation and why she is now raising her grandkids because she lost her sons to drugs. Why don't you go tell her your whole heartfelt position on the narco terrorists in the ocean?
For any of these people, I don't care if they're Democrats or not, but are they super critical of President Obama when he did the same thing? The fact is that for the most part, to my knowledge, since I've really been alive, which has been, you know, for 36 years, there's been many presidents who have used this authority and it hasn't been a big deal. I do understand, though, that it might be shocking for people to see footage of narco terrorists being blown out of the water. But I would argue that maybe those people need to go into inner city Chicago, or maybe they need to check out Skid Row and see what happens when you have people injecting themselves with drugs, or see what happens to the families in this country that have to deal with children that are ODing. So I have no sympathy for those people that are choosing to traffic drugs into this country. And I definitely don't have any sympathy for the fact that these terrorist networks are responsible for destabilizing and causing mass atrocities in part of these countries in South America, of which I've traveled to. I have seen the mass graves and the footage of mass graves that are responsible and funded largely by these terrorist networks. So no, I don't have sympathy. This is called governing, and we are going to do what we need to do to keep the American people safe.
That's exactly right. Go to the inner cities, come out here to our reservations and see what these narco terrorists are doing with your own eyes, and you go explain it to people why you support the position you do. That was Florida Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna on C-SPAN, I think, shared that one on X. All right, we're going to get to this whole British flag story. Plus, we got Jeff and Polson on the phone lines back right after this. Bad dude.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, George, remind me, we got to get to that flag story that you wanted to bring up here, but we do have a couple callers on the phone line, so let's jump right into it here. 406-294-0970. We got Jeff in Polson, another fellow veteran listening to the show. Jeff, great to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Hey, happy Freedom Friday.
You too.
For one time, I'm almost speechless. It's almost exactly 12 years ago. It was on December 12th, 2013, that President Obama, who actually was involved in all of these drone strikes that he did, ordered a drone strike against what he thought was an Al-Qaeda convoy and turned out to be a wedding party. They killed at least 12 men and wounded at least 15 others, six of them seriously. So men, women, and children. Some of them may have been members of a terrorist group. We don't know. But it was a wedding party. They were returning to the groom's hometown. And if memory serves, it was minutes after the initial strike, he ordered a second strike to take out the survivors. So Obama orders a drone strike on innocents, orders a second strike to make sure the job was done, doesn't take any responsibility for when they found out it was a wedding party, and was never once did anybody in his administration or anywhere else suggest a war crime. They talked about compensation, but there was no mention about a war crime. This is hypocrisy of the highest order. Military taking out or doing its job, following orders, compared to drone strikes against a wedding party. You know, we know the boat was carrying drugs. Nobody disputes that. They're all worried about survivors, whom we now find out were actually trying to salvage a cargo and get it and continue the mission. So.
And isn't it interesting, Jeff, isn't it interesting that this is all coinciding with the video that was put together by the so-called Seditious Six, which were calling on members of the military, members of the intelligence community to undermine the president of the United States, undermine the commander in chief. And I think this is all being coordinated to where they are trying to use this as top cover to once again weaponize the government against the president of the United States. And it's so outrageous what they did with that video and what they're doing with this right now, that they are willing to throw the entire military under the bus. They're willing to throw our national security under the bus to do whatever they can to once again try to go after Donald J. Trump. I mean, it is just so pathetic what they are doing here. Jeff, great to hear from you. Thanks for jumping in on the conversation. We got another caller on the lines here to get to as well, and then we'll get George's take on all of that. By the way, this story also exposes the fact that who is leaking this classified information? So they turned this, the Washington Post story took this nothing burger story and made it a story. It's a non-story that they made a story. How did they get the story in the first place? Well, somebody was leaking classified information. So once again, it just tells us that we have folks that are still inside our government that are abusing their position of power, violating the law to undermine the Secretary of War, to undermine the Pentagon, and to undermine the President of the United States. Caden, go ahead and send us Janelle in Billings. We got on the phone lines. All right, there we go. Janelle, what's on your mind? Thanks for calling in.
Hi, good morning. I was listening to George's comments earlier, and I think I'm aware of the small town he's referring to. There's a few other things they did spill in the swimming pool, which is, it's crazy. It's a resource for the whole town. They tried to close the public library, which hasn't happened yet. They do have their own library up there, but the public doesn't, they don't go, they're not really allowed to go up there to the library. They run businesses out. Basically, if a local person will start a business, they'll make sure it fails because they won't go to it, and they ban it. The local pharmacy, which there's only one in town, they were pushed to not have birth control pills available to anyone. They don't carry them. So it's, he says, pay attention. Pay attention. It happened over many years, but it's definitely true.
And this was small town in Kansas, and kind of, I think, you know, George's point and what's your thoughts, Janelle, is that like how you can basically, you can bring in a whole new population into a community. And this is what they did with open borders. This is what they did with bringing in a massive chunk of the Somali community into Minnesota. But it doesn't need to be a Muslim community. It could be any community. And they come in and they can totally, completely change that local community through mass migration, essentially.
It's true. And the locals, when they come, they're usually from other states, and they come in, or countries, and they have a lot more money than a local farmer or locals that are there and work a blue-collar jobs. So they run up the housing, and the local people cannot afford houses anymore.
Boy, we've seen a little bit of that here in Montana over the past few years, haven't we? And that can be even from, you know, not even from, you know, mass migration from, you know, another country. I mean, that's just people fleeing the craziness from the cow states, the California, Oregons, and the Washingtons. Janelle, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. George Blackard, your thoughts on all the above.
Well, Aaron, first, I need to clarify something. So when I said those good Catholic boys, so this is a splinter sect of the Catholic Church. So it's not your mainstream Catholics. I just want to make that clear. It's a certain sect. It's kind of a splinter group. So, but she's absolutely right. I did forget about the library and all the other things that they had closed down. But, you know, I think it's very important that we pay attention to that. No matter how small it seems right now, it'll grow quickly, and before you know it, we've lost total control of it. But, you know, I think the caller about Jeff, about the boats and the drugs and that sort of thing, you know, I think in Montana especially, we're not immune to it, but we don't see it as much as some of these bigger cities do. You know, you see these people and they have the fentanyl lean and they're just half hunched over or all the way to a 90 degree hunched over, staring at the ground, not moving, and they just are frozen there. And so I think sometimes when we don't see it all the time, it's a little easier to brush it off or blow it off. But here's the thing, you may not be seeing it today, but if you don't do something, you're going to be seeing it, even in Montana, in these small towns.
Yeah. We got some messages coming in on the Montana Talks app. I think this one came from our Marine Corps friend, because they go by the name Crayon Eater from Billings. It's their nickname on the app here. Luke Skywalker used more than one proton torpedo against the Death Star. Are they going to bring charges against Luke? That came in from Crayon Eater in Billings. John in Kalispell says, TDS is real. The Democrats will say anything to call America bad and blame Republicans and Trump for their loss of power, because they know most people will believe them. So they know that, yeah, a lot of people will just believe whatever claims they make. A listener in Columbia Falls says, just use a larger missile on the boats. Problem solved. That was signed by a Special Forces Association member. All right. Hey, great to hear from you there, Axe. Thanks for the message. Thanks for your service. Let's see. Oh, Rick in Billings says this. Watch now as the Democrats, as he calls them, will complain that President Trump is making cocaine and fentanyl unaffordable now. He's driving up the price of their cocaine. George, can you believe that?
Oh, man. Say it ain't so.
All right, what's the short version? What's the 30-second version of the flag in the UK story? And then we can talk more after the break.
All right, so there was a person that was elected to Parliament there. His name is Jeevan Sandher, and he went to this Leicester County Council and said, we need to take down these flags that are on the lamppost lining the streets. And when we come back, I'll tell you why he wants to do that.
All right. Hey, by the way, talk about a Freedom Friday special. What a cool surprise this is. The one and only Paul Mushaven, the Breakfast Flakes on Cat Country in Billings. I haven't gotten a chance to catch up with Paul in a while. Apparently, he's on the way to go check on the cows right now, listening in. So he's going to give us his thoughts on the drug guys coming up right after this. I can't wait to hear what the one and only Paul Mushaven has to say. So stand by. Just a quick few minutes left. We'll get to that and more coming up right after this.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Don't rush to judgment. But the media so hates Donald Trump and anybody and everybody associated with him that they forever rush to judgment. They never cared that Mar-a-Lago was valued at $18 million by a judge who wouldn't allow a real estate appraiser from Palm Beach to point out it was over a $1 billion property. Not one Democrat, nobody in the state-run legacy media mob gave a hoot. They didn't care. They allowed the lie to be perpetrated. Nobody on the left, no Democrat, said, oh, no, that you can't do that. That would not be legal. That's not how our legal system works.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
You know, and all the time I have been telling you about Pure Talk, my wireless company, a veteran-owned company, I can honestly say I've never seen an offer like this before. Listen to this. Unlimited talk, unlimited text, unlimited data with a 30-gig hotspot for just $29.95 a month for life. Friends, this is Pure Talk's top-tier plan. Normally $65 a month. Now, through December the 7th, just $29.95 a month, and you're saving over 50% a month every month for life. Now, remember, you get the same cell towers, same 5G network, pound 250, keyword, save now, do it now, the best offer you will ever get on cell service, pound 250, keyword, save now, from Pure Talk, my wireless company, a veteran-owned company, America's wireless company.
Taxes and fees not included. Some restrictions apply. See puretalk.com for details. Offer ends 12/7/25.
Fox Country.
I'm Michelle Polino. Cody Johnson says his next project is pretty much done, and he's lining up some heavy hitters. While co-hosting Country Countdown USA with Lon Helton, Johnson confirmed he's headed into the studio in January to finish vocals, and he dropped a tease saying, just need some guest performances by Luke Combs and Brothers Osborne. Then we're done. The album is expected sometime in 2026.
Christmas time is here.
Christmas in Nashville is airing on NBC and streaming on Peacock. The special, hosted by Trisha Yearwood, will celebrate the holidays country style with performances from Yearwood, Lauren Alanna, The Warren Treaty, and more. And Ray Stevens is sharing a health update. The Country Music Hall of Famer suffered a heart attack over the summer and underwent two surgeries, but he's recovering at home. In a press release, Stevens said he's focused on his health, adding, I'm trying to get strong enough to continue performing. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
Described as a trailblazer for women who have followed her road in the trucking industry. She's a former president of the Truckload Carriers Association and senior vice president of government affairs with the American Trucking Association. Lana Batts will be honored with an honorary doctorate at the University of Montana. She'll join us on Friday's Montana Talks, talking about her background in the trucking industry, what's going on in the trucking industry today, and much more. Friday's Montana Talks.
This is the time.
From Mondakistan to the Flathead, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, I know we are very short on time. Let me throw it right to the one and only Paul Mushaven, one of the breakfast flakes on Cat Country in Billings. He's out checking on cows. Paul, great to hear from you. What did you want to throw out there for our listeners on the drug guys, the narco terrorists?
Well, I think there's one thing that the Democrats are not going to like that Trump's doing, but two things they should like. And I think the one thing, you know, one of their big mantras is affordable health care. That's why they're so pissed off, because the price of cocaine's going through the roof. And, you know, most of the liberals are the pro-druggies in the country anyway. But the one thing, the two things that they should really like is, number one, they're really big on affordable health care and eliminating these people going into the emergency rooms and overdosing on drugs and fighting for their lives is going to cut health care costs. But the other big one is, Every boat that we take out of the water, it's saving 25,000 of the Democrat constituents out there. So the Democrats got to be happy about that.
Well, you would think, but they want to drive up the cost of health care so they can force us all into socialized medicine at an even greater extent. I mean, that's what Obamacare was designed to do, is just destroy the whole system so they could force us all into the government system, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But these guys are terrorists. These guys aren't sailors. Nobody fishes with three 250-horse outboard motors on the back. I mean, it's time to take these guys out and eliminate this threat once and for all.
Well said, the one and only Paul Mushaven. Paul, hey, definitely call in here as we head into the rest of the year. Anytime you're out there checking on cows or just want to call in, or we could even schedule you one time. That'd be a ton of fun to get you on. All right, George Blackard, only about a minute or two to go here. So this story out of the UK, apparently this radical Muslim guy is mad that there's all these flags on the flag posts, so he wants all the flags to come down.
Exactly. So he's part of the Labour Party, which is just like our Democrat Party here. And they're all progressive and all that. And I've done some research and read some of his stuff, and he's as progressive as it gets. But the people in England are so sick and tired of these immigrants. They've been flying their flags, the British flag and the St. George flag, which, to compare it, it's kind of like our don't tread on me flag. You know, it has the same connotation, and it's driving the Muslims nuts. They want these flags taken down. In fact, they'll go up and down the streets tearing them down and in protest. So it's not even their country. They're tearing the flags down. Now you have a member of parliament that wants them taken down, too. That's how it gets started.
He's a member of parliament calling for them to take down their own flag. But then again, we see, you know, members of our own Congress tearing down this country as well. So, and, you know, and doing things to our flag, et cetera. So, yeah, it's kind of par for the course from both sides of the ocean. Jason in St. Ignatius threw out this question, George. How many missiles did Biden shoot at the weather balloon? So that was a funny message there from Jason in St. Ignatius. All right, George Blackard, hey, have a great weekend. Happy Freedom Friday to you. Thanks for your time, as always. Always great to have you on the show.
Thanks, Aaron. Appreciate it.
All right, we got a great guest coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of this show. Plus, we'll check in with Montana's U.S. Senator Steve Daines and so much more. Back right after this.
When you're high, you feel different. Pretty obvious, right? You think different, talk different, but if you feel different, you drive different. So if you're high, just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.